So a couple things in closing. It's not about you. It's all about Jesus. Additionally, it's not about what you do for Jesus. It's about what Jesus does for you. That's what justification is about. Furthermore, God is not impressed with you. God is not impressed with you, but God loves you. That's even better. Because if God is impressed with you, you need to keep performing. But if he loves you, he loves you no matter what. Additionally, you do not have any righteousness. Whatever you put in the box, it's not awesome. It's awful. You do not have any righteousness, but Jesus will gladly give you his. Right? So that when you stand before God the Father for judgment at the end, you don't say, here's my resume and all the nice good things I did. You look at Jesus and you say, I'm with him. I'm with him. He has a large reservation. I'm with him. Additionally, regarding our motivation for change, we do not change so that God will bless us. We do not change so that God will love us. We do not change so that God would accept us. Rather, we change because in Jesus Christ, God has blessed us. In Jesus Christ, God has loved us. In Jesus Christ, God has accepted us. Christianity, then, is not what we have to do. It's what we get to do. And because of the presence of the Holy Spirit in us, it's ultimately what we want to do. We want to follow Jesus. We want to be like Jesus, not so that God would love us, but because he's already loved us in Christ. The motivation is very different. It leads to joy and not duty or burden. It's a bunch of get-tos, not a bunch of have-tos. That's the Christian life. Additionally, we do not change so that people will be impressed by us. You're amazing. You're fantastic. Yes, I know. You're welcome. No, rather, we change so that people would be impressed with the work of God, the Holy Spirit in us. You are changing. God is really working on you. I am so glad for the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. It's not to deny, oh, nothing's happened, nothing's changed. No, that's a false humility. We should boast in the Lord. Yeah, God is working on me. God is convicting me. God is changing me. I know he's not done, but it is pretty cool what he's already been able to do in spite of me. And so we change, not so that people would be impressed with us, but that they'd be impressed with the God who changes us. Additionally, we do not change to feel better about ourselves. We change because we want to glorify God. Because we want to glorify God. Additionally, I'll close with this perhaps. Don't leave here saying, thank you, Lord, I'm not like the religious man. You get that? Then you are the religious man. So we need to even be careful when we criticize religious people to acknowledge that we're religious people. So rather than saying, thank you, Lord, that I'm not like that religious man, we have to say, God, thank you for showing me how I'm like that religious man. And thank you for convicting me of that sin so that I too can repent of my righteousness. And by your grace, leave here declared justified, made righteous in your sight. And here's the good news. I've got good news for all of you. You can walk in here not righteous, not justified in the sight of God. Because of sin you've committed, stuff you're embarrassed about, ashamed about, enslaved to, stuck in, controlled by, haunted for. Or some of you would walk in unrighteous, haughty, proud. You're overachievers, you're do-gooders, you're cause pursuers, and you're smug and self-righteous and proud like the devil. And you're unrighteous too. And we all walk in here in some kind of unrighteousness. And the good news is this. Like that man left the temple, Jesus says, I tell you the truth, that man was declared justified, made righteous in the sight of God. You can leave here today justified, declared righteous in the sight of God through faith in and righteousness from Jesus Christ. Absolutely. So there is no one here whom God would turn away if they would turn to him. Don't trust in yourself as this works righteousness man did. Trust in the Lord as the repentant, humble sinner who received the gift righteousness did. So confess your sin to Jesus. Receive the righteousness of God in Christ. And then celebrate with joy. What good news is it to have the God of the Bible look at you and say, justified, 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 righteous in my sight, righteous in my sight, righteous in my sight. That is good news.